Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking demand and profitability with John Michael Riley in just a moment.
It can strike without warning. It stalks closer, invisible to the eye, silent, but for the sickly sounds of its victims. It's BRD. And it's coming for your calves. With inventories low and prices high, times are changing for the cattle industry. Now more than ever, the consequences of BRD could be truly terrifying. But Baytril 100 Enrofloxacin Injectable can help fight this scary disease. The only Enrofloxacin FDA approved for single-dose treatment and for BRD control in high-risk cattle, Baytril 100 can help turn BRD from predator to prey. BRD shouldn't make a horror story out of your herd. Reach for the brand you've trusted, Baytril 100. Contact your veterinarian or visit Baytril100.com for a product label. Veterinary prescription only. Extra label use in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal in cattle is required.
Shortly after he moved from Mississippi State to Oklahoma State as an ag economics professor, John Michael Riley presented in Biloxi, Mississippi at the Beef Improvement Federation in the month of June. His topic assigned was profitability, and he says a linchpin for profitability has been the outstanding demand that we've had for beef over the last few years.
Demand is growing, though, and this is extremely important. This is really the linchpin of the market that we've been seeing for the past couple of years, the fact that we have seen growing beef demand in spite of these high prices. So the good thing is beef demand has been growing, and that's really something that's very helpful for myself as a livestock economist. When we put this into our equation, when we put this into that crystal ball that does not exist, this is one of those things that really helps us be, you know, somewhat less timid about the future of where prices are headed. And especially as we start thinking about bringing export markets into this, because they're not included in this. This is purely domestic demand. So beef demand has been growing, and that's fantastic. So that's on you. I mean, the fact that producers and industry participants have made the strides to get out of that steep decline that we were experiencing in the 80s and 90s and to get into a state of increase is just absolutely fabulous.
Excellent beef demand, giving us high cattle prices, and for cattle producers, the opportunity to make money, even if you're a high-cost producer. But Dr. Riley says low-cost, more efficient producers are really the ones benefiting the most.
And we see here that even for what I might consider high variable-cost producers, the market is still paying those producers to exist. You know, historically, they've probably gotten out pretty quickly because they were a little too high-cost. But now the market is saying, hey, you're doing a good job. And so it's rewarding, and as I like to say, it's almost the market is rewarding poor management. Now, it's also rewarding good management. So if you're a low-cost producer, you're recognizing those prices as well. And you're seeing the biggest jump in your bottom line. And you're seeing the biggest incentive to increase your herd.
Regarding increasing your herd, an interesting idea that Dr. Riley says you need to think about. Should you be retaining your own heifers, or should you turn to an outside specialist when it comes to heifer development for your replacements?
You know, when you think about it, yeah, I don't have to buy that bred female. I can just keep her. I don't think about how much it's costing me to actually keep her. What's her value if I sell her? We try to make that a little bit fuzzy, don't we, as producers? We try to hide that in the books. We don't think about our time that goes into developing that female. So as opposed to being a cow-calf operator and a heifer developer, why don't we just be cow-calf operators and then purchase our replacements?
Dr. John Michael Riley, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd annual convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.